This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, July wheat ended the day and the week at 585¾, down 1¾. September wheat ended at 590½, up 2. December wheat ended at 599¼, up 2½. July corn ended the week at 419¾, up 6. September corn ended at 428½, up 6. December corn ended at 437¼, up 5½. July soybeans yesterday ended the day and the week at 1045¼, up 1¼. August beans ended at 1038¼, down 2½. September beans ended at 1031½, down 1¼. July soybean meal yesterday ended the day and the week at 357.40, down 2.40. August meal 350.10, down 2.10. September meal 346.10, down 2.60. July soybean oil yesterday ended at 33.36, up 35. August oil 33.48, up 35. September oil ended at 33.56, up 36. July oats yesterday ended the day and the week at 250, up a nickel. And September oats ended the day and the week at 260. That was up 3¾. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
This is Thursday's reported grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Thursday afternoon. Corn prices strengthened on the growing concern over the corn crop not reaching its potential. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 5 cents higher at 377 to 401. Soybean bids were mostly 1 to 4 cents lower at 1019 to 1038. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 cents higher at 392 to 414. Soybean bids were mostly 3 cents lower at 1021 to 1045. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 5 to 7 cents higher at 393 to 417. Soybean bids were mostly steady to a penny higher at 1026 to 1051. Wheat bids were mostly 2 cents higher at 502 to 541. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 3 cents lower at 1050 to 1068. Basis was steady at 12 to 30 over the August. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 367.40 to 382.40, down 2.40 per ton, with basis unchanged at 10 to 25 over the July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 6 cents higher at 414 to 431, with basis steady at 15 under to 2 over the September. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 5 to 6 cents higher at 407 to 412. With basis at 22 under to 17 under the September. Soybeans ended down 3 to 5 cents at 1047 to 1054, with basis at 9 to 16 over the August. Wheat prices were steady to 2 higher at 551 to 557, with basis 40 under to 34 under the September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 4 to 6 cents higher at 430 to 431. These elevators dropped their soybean prices 1 to 3 cents, with quotations at 1075 to 1079. Soft wheat closed mixed at 545 to 546, while Milo ended the day up 2 to 5 cents at 486 to 487. New crop contract bids for corn in the northern part of the state at 385 to 408. New soybeans in the northern part of the state at 957 to 997. New crop corn in the central part of the state at 402 to 410. New crop soybeans at 990 to 1005. In the southern part of the state, new corn at 395 to 412. And new soybeans at 969 to $10. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, July hogs ended the day and the week at 78.77, up $1.67. August hogs ended at 76.37, up $1.52. October hogs ended at 66.27, up 95. August cattle yesterday ended the day and the week at 151.22, up 15. October cattle 154.12, up 42. December cattle ended at 154.72, down 2. August feeder cattle yesterday ended the day and the week at 217.45, down $1.05. September feeders 216.10, down 95, and October feeders ended the week and the day at 214.75, down 80. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 2nd's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 54 cents higher in the range of $65 to $77, with a weighted average carcass price of $73.75. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 26 to 31, 4 to 5 weights 30 to 36, 5 to 6 weights 34 to 38, and 6 weights and up 36 to 39. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $48 to $52. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 6,884 head. And now for the recap from the Greenville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 1,028 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 148 to 155. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 139 to 142. And choice slaughter heifers were 140 to 145. They had feeder steers, 4 weights bringing 277.50 to 302.50, 5 weights were 231 to 262, 6 weights were 231 to 250. They also had some Holstein steers, 2 weights were bringing $245 up to $255, 4 weights were 226 to 233. Heifers, medium and large ones, 4 weights, 256 to 280, 5 weights were 215 to 230, and 6 weights were 205 to 220. Now moving over to the Walnut Livestock Auction. Opening report, choice slaughter steers were 148.25 to 153.75, choice slaughter heifers 146.50 to 151.75. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 150 to 150.50 and on a dress basis at 240 to 242. Heifers on a live basis traded at 150 to 153.50 and on a dress basis 240 to 242. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 316 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $80.99, and that was off 48 cents. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, $250.12, and that was $2.17 lower, with select carcasses at $248.05. That was $1.21 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 113,000. That compared to 112,000 last week and 117,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 424,000. That compared to 418,000 last week and 399,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Time now for the Farm Show for this Friday, July 3rd. This is John Michael Marty. If you thought that we have never had rain and wet weather like this, you're so close to being totally right. Matter of fact, the state climatologist said Illinois set a record for June rainfall with a statewide average of over 9.5 inches last month. Climatologist Jim Angel of the Illinois State Water Survey at the U of I says the total was 5.3 inches above the average June rainfall. He says the second wettest June on record was 8.27 inches of rain in 1902. June also came just 0.09 of an inch short of being the wettest of any month on record for Illinois. September 1926 had 9.62 inches of rain. So in other words, if you're 89 or less, it was the wettest record month ever. Angel says a monthly total of 17.20 inches was reported near Ashcombe in Iroquois County. Chabance in Kankakee County reported a monthly total of 16.17. So, but the statewide average of 9.5 set a record for June. And the rain continued to plague northern and central Illinois, delaying the winter wheat harvest and hay cutting. Statewide, precip averaged 1.92 inches above normal. And as we just talked about, June, the wettest June on record, dating way back to 1895. Average temperature was 72.1 degrees, nearly 2 degrees below normal. Corn silking was at 2%, slightly behind last year at this time. The corn condition was rated 3% very poor, 8% poor, 27% fair, 49% good, and 13% excellent. Soybeans planted reached 93%, 5% behind last year. Soybeans emerged to reach 90% compared to 95% last year and the five-year average of 94%. Soybeans blooming was 3%, 5% behind last year and the five-year average. Soybean condition was rated 5% very poor, 10% poor, 33% fair, 44% good, and 8% excellent. Winter wheat harvest jumped to 38% complete, up 35% from last week. Winter wheat condition was rated 7% very poor, 17% poor, 39% fair, 34% good, and 3% excellent. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% short, 36% adequate, and 63% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% short, 43% adequate, and 56% surplus. That from the state climatologist. Plans are underway to expand this year's Farm Progress Show indicator before it takes place in September. Show manager Matt Youngman says three new streets will be added to provide enough space for about 100 more exhibitors. However, officials say construction bids for the $1 million project haven't been considered, and weather is a potential hindrance. Youngman says he's optimistic and says the expansion will be completed before showtime. The three-day event has been held in Decatur every other year since 2005. This year it'll run September 1st to 3rd at the Progress City USA Outdoor Convention Center. And they expect the Farm Progress Show this year to attract nearly 200,000 visitors. Illinois Department of Agriculture says students from the U of I's College of Veterinary Medicine will help care for animals at the state fair. A release from the department on Wednesday calls the fair a good chance for students to work with large animals. Ag Director Philip Nelson says the number of people practicing large animal medicine is in decline. State veterinarian Mark Ernst is a graduate of the University of Illinois and said he's excited to work with students from his alma mater. Veterinarians from the department and the university will work with the students at the fair. More than 2,100 animals were exhibited at the 2014 Illinois State Fair. This year's edition of the fair in Springfield runs from August 13th to August 23rd. It's part one of our farm show. We'll be back with part two after these messages.
CMB Bank and Trust is invested in our community. By going local and banking with them, you'll realize the vast benefits that come from working with a community bank. You'll also feel good about keeping your money in the community, where it will be put to work and used to better the lives of your friends and neighbors and the small business owners that serve the Carlinville community. CMB Bank and Trust, member FDIC and Illinois' oldest bank, established 1854.
CHS Shipman is your one-stop shop for all your farming needs. And here's Brian from CHS Shipman.
8 out of 10 precision agriculture users report higher profitability. Gauge yield across the field to make better management decisions with AgLeader's time-tested yield monitoring tools. Gauge yield to make informed management decisions. Your bottom line will thank you. Contact your local experts at CHS or visit agleader.com for more information.
Call CHS Shipman. CHS, farmer-owned with global connections.
Welcome back to part two of the Friday Farm Show. Entry deadlines for various competitions at the Illinois State Fair are approaching. The deadline for livestock entries, except poultry and rabbits, has passed. It was July 1st. Rabbits and poultry, the deadline is July 10th. General entries, July 15th. And for floriculture, except horticulture roses, August 1st. For roses, it's August 12th at 9 a.m. Dairy products entry deadline is August 12th at noon. And the bee culture professional, August 13th. Bee culture open until the judging begins. Morgan Wendling of Aldemont has been named the Illinois summer intern for the Midwest Dairy Association. She's serving on the industry relations team. Wendling is an incoming senior pursuing a bachelor's degree in animal science with a specialization in production and a minor in communication studies at SIU Carbondale. Wendling will assist with June Dairy Month promotions and events in the dairy building at the State Fair. In addition, she was assigned duties at the National Holstein and Jersey Conventions and the Illinois State FFA Convention. She's also working with local 4-H groups to promote dairy in their community. She grew up on her family's Holstein Dairy Farm in South Central Illinois, and graduated from Aldemont Community High School. During her youth, she was involved with 4-H, FFA, and the Illinois Junior Holstein Association. At SIU, Wendling is involved in Dairy Club, Collegiate FFA, Ag Council, and Sigma Alpha Sorority. Her internship began in late May and continues through the Illinois State Fair. That's our farm show for this Friday, July 3rd. Hope you have a wonderful 4th of July weekend. This is John Michael Marty.